This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Speaking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, I'm barely in my seat because I'm so excited, planning to be in Curacao this weekend with Rudolph DeWitt. And he's hosting us for the PI Retreats that we were talking about earlier in the year that looks like we're putting on for the 2018 season. We got to experience what it is like down there, the healing of the soul, the cure of the soul that's happening. Rudolph is back with us to preview the weekend where we plan to be broadcasting live.
Yes, great. Great to be on your show again, Robert. And you're saying that you're excited. Boy, can you realize how excited we are to receive all of you here in Curacao to really show you that that we really want, together with you, change the way we see things, change the way we think about health. We really want to change the world, and that's what we're going to do in Curacao right now.
Well, as I've said about these island destinations, there have been a lot of catastrophes in the season, with the hurricane season hitting St. Martin, the Virgin Islands, a little bit of Puerto Rico, Cuba as well, and a lot of people are suffering. And this is all part of our mission in terms of bringing healing. The things that I like to communicate on my show, and when I do lectures in person, when we work with someone like Dr. Sunil Pai, and we like to bring the simple ways that we can actually impact and strengthen people's lives, their immune systems as such, because there are always going to be challenges, and there are always going to be people wanting to have a nice holiday too, and combine that concept with a destination that is really genuinely brings about a deeper level understanding of healing and accessible healing, usable healing. And when I learned of the mission that you have and what you've been doing on Curacao, I almost thought it was too good to be true, and now we're about to experience it firsthand.
Yes, what we're going to do is really to bring something completely different to the world. What just happened here in the Caribbean and also in Florida, it's really terrible. And I feel with these people, I'm so sorry. And you realize that you're powerless, that you don't have the force to change anything. But we have to accept it because that's nature. And it's part of our being, so it's okay. So what can we do as an island in the Caribbean that has not been affected in no way at all? All these three islands, Curacao, Aruba, and Bonaire, are absolutely not affected. We are not in the hurricane belt, so we are very, very happy and lucky. But we can extend our feelings to so many people. Don't forget, of course, people that live there suffered a lot, but also people that plan their vacation to go to the Caribbean to enjoy the sun, to relax. There's no place for them to go anymore. So that's why we are opening our doors to invite everybody. Go ahead, spend your vacation. You deserve it. And come and see what Curacao has to offer. And maybe next year when everything is set again in all those islands, like San Martin, Puerto Rico, Santo Domingo, Cuba, all those places, and you can finally go back to these places and enjoy your time again. But for now, we offer you comments and see what Curacao has to offer.
Yeah, folks, we're going to be there. By the way, Rudolph, I just want to let everybody know we're planning to broadcast live two episodes of the Robert Scott Bell Show Sunday afternoon and Monday evening, where we do advanced medicine. And you've told me that we've got, I know celebrity is not the right word perhaps, but some VIPs, let's say, on the island that want to participate and will be able to communicate, ask questions, bring information to. Who might be joining us on the show?
One of the highlights that will be joining us on the show is the Minister of Health. And she is a terrific personality. She is so, so great. She does things that really nobody ever thought about. And one of the things is that she really wants to change this island, also the people here on the island, change them and bring them on the level of thinking wellness. Everybody should know about wellness because Curacao is the wellness destination in the world. We are the only ones who can say we have it in our name.
Hmm.
Curacao means curing the soul, curing the heart. So she will be there. And she will be live in your show. Of course, also Mrs. Dina Veres. She's the local herbal doctor here in Curacao. She knows so much about all the herbs. And she will also join us. And then we'll have also Cora Peters. And she is very, very well informed about wellness here on the island. So she will give you details about it. Of course, the people from the tourist board also will are very happy to welcome you all here in Curacao. So they will be there. And we have more and more of these beautiful people that are reaching out to the world now. Thanks to you.
Oh, well, listen, I'm just thrilled because it fits in with the mission of bringing the power to heal back where it belongs. And to hear it within the governmental level, I'm often very critical of government in basically becoming obstacles to cure, so to speak. And when you have those that are more holistically and integratively inclined, the possibility for the health of the population and those who come to visit goes up exponentially. And Curacao, as a curing the soul, as you described, curing the heart, is one of perhaps the best kept secret, because I had not known that until we connected. You know, and so if I didn't know it, and I'm in broadcast media, and I'm all about healing, my goodness, the word has to get out there. So I'm very grateful for the opportunity of visiting your beautiful island and meeting the doctors, the healers there as well. And even the last hour I heard off the air, I was talking with Doc Newsom. He's got a number of naturopaths that he's trained with that are on the island, which is even more exciting to me, knowing that that is not just a starting point. It's already in motion.
It is, exactly. And of the people that know Doc Newsom will be there also because they want to meet you also. I just got a word from them, and they just gave me their okay, and they will be there, yes.
Oh, very exciting. So we've got a lot to do in our short time there. Again, we're planning to plant those seeds for future healing type retreats. Those of you who want to think about where you want to go next year on a holiday, you can make it a healing holiday. And I think for me, that's all life should be about, healing, because we have enough wounds and injuries to last many lifetimes. And that could be just from personal experiences, much less the recent traumas of the hurricanes coming through the Caribbean and even into the United States. So what we're going to experience, the doctors we're going to integrate with and talk to, including yourself as a natural healer. Like I said, we've got a lot to learn from each other.
Yes, you know, I think that people, they have the right to live a normal, healthy, beautiful life, full of joy and entertainment. And the minute people learn how to cure themselves and how to prevent diseases and how to recognize problems in an early stage, then we are much, much further, and then we can help people to really enjoy life. And that's what we're going to do in Curacao. We're going to offer this to everybody who wants to join this movement. And so, once more, thanks to you guys, thanks to you, thanks to Dr. Sunil Pai, Maureen Sutton, like those beautiful people that really connected. So I'll be standing there waiting for you at the airport, and with arms wide open to welcome you to Curacao.
Oh, it's beautiful. And I understand you've arranged for me to find a replacement muscle T-shirt for Ty Bollinger, who says he's worn his out. It says Curacao on it. It's a beautiful shirt in a double XL, he says.
Double XL. Yes, I know, because last time when he was here in Curacao, we went and we bought the T-shirts. So I know exactly what he wants, and we'll get it. We'll get it, yes.
I love it. I love it. Again, the lineage here, and I want to remind folks that Rudolph DeWitt has also attended the Truth About Cancer last year and knows Ty Bollinger, he knows Mike Adams, and he's really connected to the movement on planet Earth toward restoration of the soul. Honestly, that's the way I'd love to say it, the healing that has to come from deep within as well, and of course then it manifests, it transforms that outer world, and people think of these island paradises, right? And we want you to have that wherever you are, but certainly to have a taste of it, to go to a place that is open and welcoming of your desire to heal on top of your desire to relax and refresh and rewind and rebuild and repair. All of these things I sense we're going to be discovering this weekend and beyond with you, Rudolph.
Yes, for sure. For sure, and we'll let everybody know that what we're doing. We'll make videos. We'll put the clips on the internet so everybody can see what is happening here in Curacao.
Yeah, folks, we're planning, if the technology works, and I've talked with someone there at the institute and at the resort that's hosting us, we may be able to simulcast live like we do our domestic programs here on the Robert Scott Bell Show through the YouTube media channel, RS Bell Media Channel there, which is very exciting. And you know what I just discovered, Rudolph? A lot of the cable channels now with that they have YouTube on the TV. And so you can actually watch the show. People are watching the show on their TV. It's crazy.
Yes, that's right. That's right. That's what they are going to do also. And don't forget, you'll be also in the morning show on Monday here in Curacao, and people can also see it on YouTube, yes.
Oh, wow. We're going to be on TV in Curacao as well. So there's a lot of, I think it's like a friendship tour, but it's a healing tour where we are interchanging information, ideas, concepts of places to go that are safe for people that want to come to get well, to be stronger, just like the ancient stories on your island there, Rudolph. We're about out of time, but my goodness, I just got to get to the airport on time.
Okay. I'm going also now to the airport waiting for you, because I really want to see you land that plane, come out of the airplane.
All right, well, we'll see you this weekend, and we'll be back with Rudolph on the air from Curacao. Next up, Jeffrey Jackson. Stick with us.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
From Curacao, we may travel to Ireland. I don't know physically at this point, but Jeffrey Jackson's certainly been keeping us abreast of what's going on with HPV mandate vaccines in Ireland and then the backlash of the media, the government, and all of that. And we've got some of our own governmental issues to talk about here stateside as well, Jeffrey.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one of the big ones is I was on Twitter a couple days ago, and lo and behold, Senator Rand Paul throws out a Twitter storm, and he said, I'm sitting on the House floor, I'm objecting to this new defense bill, and I'm going to sit here until they hear my amendment. And I thought, whoa, what is this? So first of all, I thought, this is interesting because we're seeing government officials in this splintered government in the U.S. here starting to talk to people, you know, more directly through social media. You know, Donald Trump was clearly the first person to really utilize that with major success to win the presidency. But so Rand Paul's on the floor, and they were voting on a military defense bill, and he put an amendment in there, and he called it the authorization for use of military force. I'm sorry, the amendment was the for him to end military force in Afghanistan and Iraq. We've been at war for 16 years. And with really no clear end in sight, and there's a lot of headlines being made about Trump wanting to continue that war with his generals. So this is something that Trump's he's backing out on one of the promises he made during the election was to withdraw. So Rand Paul is holding his feet to the fire, and this is really, really interesting news.
Well, and it is because Trump, you know, initially went in saying, hey, I want to get our troops home. Let's end this ridiculous forever war. And somewhere along the lines, he perhaps negotiated a deal because he was being attacked from every side. And my speculation, again, I got no evidence to support this, was that he met with the military folks and said, okay, I'll give you your Afghanistan stuff. You guys got to back off, you know, as far as participating in these attacks, because I want to get some stuff done that I think is very important. Now, Rand Paul, of course, being very constitutionally principled, has said, you know, it isn't that I'm saying, no, we should or shouldn't be there, but we should in the People's House have a debate about it, and it shouldn't be left to the executive branch to do whatever it wants in regards to something that is not constitutionally supported.
Yeah, and our country is in no position to continue these endless wars. There's clear evidence, not to get into right now, that this is an agenda. There is kind of a grand chessboard scheme here. And, you know, our country is really, really has some issues from the inside, notably our healthcare system, opioid epidemics. We don't take care of our troops when they come back. A lot of issues going on. So this makes absolutely no sense. I see no reason why every citizen in the United States shouldn't be behind ending these wars.
Yeah, or as I said, at the very least, having a legitimate adult discussion and debate like we do on this show about the merits or the detriment to our own people, our own country, by participating in this, versus if we really see a threat targeting and going after it. But it's different than situating yourself in a country for a war that apparently never ends. Especially, again, when we talk about the economic challenges we face. Here's another thing that Rand Paul did recently on the Senate floor. He said, you know what? If we're going to promote billions of dollars of disaster relief funds through FEMA to Texas and or Florida, why not reduce those funds we expend to those people in need by taking the money we spend on foreign aid, like, for instance, to Pakistan, which has not been a great ally in support of our efforts to reduce terrorism. And they wouldn't have it. They wouldn't hear of it. I mean, they voted against that, too. So it shows you how the globalists are in control, Democrat and Republican, of the Senate and the House. And to some degree, the presidency, although I think Trump was elected because he wasn't that way. And I'm speculating as to why he might have made a deal with the military folks on Afghanistan.
Yeah, there has to be a ground-up revolution, really, or a grassroots revolution. It's interesting, as this bill is being voted on, there's no word from the traditional anti-war left or
right.
the right that is constitutionally conservative. So there's kind of a polarization of, you know, just Rand Paul and a very few others on one side, and the rest of them, you know, God knows why they're making their decisions. We can speculate here, but there's no more diversity. There's no more diversity as these bills are going through. It's a very dangerous time, so I'm curious to see what's going on. And meanwhile, the quote grassroots issue or grassroots uprisings we're having is to kill free speech and, you know, this anti-fascist movement to stop people from having book signings at Berkeley. It's a very bizarre time.
It is a bizarre time, but we are going to move through the bizarre and into more discussion with Jeffrey Jackson here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. What about the CDC, another war-making machinery in the United States attacking us with vaccines? We got that and more on Ireland after this break.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
As always, links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Check it out, including links to Jeffrey Jackson's great articles, one about what we just discussed, Rand Paul standing up for an adult discussion and debate over the constitutionality of the continued permanent authorization for the use of force versus declarations of war via Congress. But let's talk about the declaration of war the CDC has made on the American people there, Jeffrey. CDC says all vaccines must be mandated. They want them that way, and they deny any harm, although there was a recent scientific article linked to the CDC acknowledging the relationship between flu shots and spontaneous abortions or miscarriages. We may get to that, but the CDC is also apparently ignoring the fact that there is glyphosate in vaccines, and you've written about it.
Yeah, this is, in my opinion, this is one of the biggest stories of the year, completely uncovered by mainstream media. No shock there. So, in the manufacturing of vaccines, they use animal collagen, and they found independent scientists, Anthony Samsel, Stephanie Sineff from MIT, they found that this collagen is, unfortunately for us, where the glyphosate accumulates, because the collagen they're using is from animals who are fed glyphosate feed, basically. So a feed that's contaminated with glyphosate. So when this accumulates in the collagen, and then the collagen is used to produce these vaccines, the theory was, and I actually talked to Stephanie Sineff 2 years ago, and she said, we're working on this theory that's going to be just a bombshell. And she told me all this stuff, and lo and behold, it came out. So what they did was they tested vaccines, five of them, to figure out if this is indeed the question. And it was the answer, which was the pneumococcal, the Tdap, hepatitis B, influenza, and MMR vaccines all had glyphosate in them. Glyphosate is an herbicide. It is toxic. It's known as a cancer-causing agent in by the World Health Organization and California by Prop 65 recently. So this is a big issue because this is injected into us and into our kids. And even Monsanto's senior scientist, her name is Donna Farmer, was on the doctor's show on live television, and she said there was an issue when we injected glyphosate. Now, she didn't understand that it was in the vaccines at the time. She was trying to say that it's not a big deal if you eat it, but during our test, they found that if you inject it, there's a problem, but no one's injecting it, and that was in 2015. Well, her words came back to bite her in the butt because now it's in the vaccines, or at least maybe it's always been there and we're finding it now.
Right, but what are the implications, knowing that she acknowledged the danger of injecting them? Is it now a matter of pretending it didn't happen? Because now in the era of YouTube and Twitter and all these things, you can't hide from things that you've said.
Yeah, well, the implications are huge. So Moms Across America sent a letter to the FDA, the CDC, USDA, congressmen, senators, and said, hey, here are the tests. Here are the numbers we found in the vaccines that are being mandated in California and throughout the United States and globally, really. This is an issue. We're asking for a halt to the vaccines until testing is done and we can determine if this was bad batches, which it was not, because multiple scientists have found same things in their testing and vaccines. So nothing was Zen Honeycutt, the director and founder of Moms Across America, sent that letter in early September. A couple months later, she received a letter back from the FDA and the CDC saying our tests are thorough and we test the vaccines. That's all they said. They didn't address glyphosate. They didn't address anything to do with that. So hats off to her, because what she did after that was she filed a FOIA request for all the emails and documents during that time to see what were they talking about? Why did they stonewall us? And she received 56 pages back, which were mostly redacted, completely censored, just black lines through all these pages. So they talked about it in the CDC and FDA, I'm guessing probably trying to damage control it, and we don't get to see that. So bottom line really here is if it wasn't in the vaccine, they would have said it. So we have a real issue here, and it's still an ongoing, it's still an open book. Anybody can go into this. Anybody can research it. Any media outlet can break the story mainstream and win a Pulitzer Prize, but no one's going to do that right now.
Well, you're right. I mean, they don't want a Pulitzer bad enough to lose their entire profession, I guess, the attack and pushback, because what it would do is bring down a lot of the vaccine house of cards at this point. Any semblance of claiming that their safety would then go out the window on that one issue alone, you know, notwithstanding the others that they don't investigate, the fact that they've acknowledged the danger of glyphosate in an injectable form and that it's present in vaccines. There are no tests determining safety of glyphosate in vaccines, and boy, now you've got an issue that could bring it down.
Yes, exactly. In fact, that's the big elephant in the room, really. If they agreed and said and sent back to Zen Honeycutt and Moms Across America and said, you know what, we do have glyphosate in there, we'll figure out what to do with it, that would instantly stop all vaccine programs in the U.S. It would have to, and globally. It would have to, because there would be no way to talk their way out of it or point to the studies saying glyphosate is safe to be injected, because there are no studies. So what I'm guessing is they're probably either scrambling to find new vaccine collagen mm-hmm. that doesn't have glyphosate, or, you know, knowing the CDC, it could be just business as usual right now. What I thought was interesting is directly, two points here, directly after Zen sent the letter to them, 2 weeks later, the FDA announced we're going to stop testing glyphosate in all food, testing for it in the U.S. And then just recently, within the past month, the CDC, some journalists got hold of a leaked CDC internal email. And this email says, this is from the CDC to its employees, effective immediately until further notice, any and all correspondence with any member of the news media, regardless of the nature of the inquiry, must be cleared through the CDC's Atlantic Communication Headquarters. Now, wait for it. It says, this correspondence includes everything from formal interview requests to the most basic of data requests. So they're locking down. Something's going on there really big that they're locking down like never before. So I don't know what this is going to mean. Perhaps they may be just become irrelevant in the background. They may become just a universal joke. But until they stop wielding these mandates, then that's still going to be an issue.
Yeah, it seems to be all related. Like you said, as long as they had plausible deniability and were winning the PR game, they, you know, they felt, hey, yeah, a little talk here, a little talk there, no big deal. And they even felt like, hey, we've even been able to beat back the William Thompson thing because, look, nobody's calling for congressional hearings yet, even though Posey has. But at this point, if you got the glyphosate issue, acknowledgement by World Health Organization, State of California, carcinogenic status, as well as the acknowledgement, as we said here, of injectable forms where they're on the record saying, yeah, that's the problem, then you now better shut down all means of communication because everything that's said will be used against you. So like a Fourth Amendment scenario going on there. But yeah, I think they're very, very nervous at this point. The question is, you know, will we be able to, you know, push on that issue and bring it up to a larger and larger audience? Will it impact those in Congress? I saw recently, was it a congressman out of Mississippi, one of the southern states, or Louisiana, actually acknowledge that here you have corporations, big pharma, pretending to have your back and safety and look at the drug dangers, and then they started tying it in overtly to the vaccines. These are the same companies claiming that the vaccines are safe. Look, their drugs aren't safe. So I'm seeing dents in the armor, chinks in the armor, or holes in the dam appearing.
Yeah, I think maybe what's happening behind the scenes is the CDC is trying to figure out a way out of this because it seems like every month more bad news comes towards them, and they've gotten to the point now where we have a completely open society in that mothers are taking to YouTube and talking about vaccine injury. People are writing articles. Even the research community is getting in on it now. It's like they can't even be censored anymore. They're writing research papers showing the HPV vaccine injuries and things like that. So what does the CDC do? It completely stops all communication. I mean, it's essentially the North Korea of regulatory agencies. Completely closed borders, no media in or out. Nothing. So that doesn't last long. I mean, historically, a country that closes off to the world implodes. So we'll see an implosion. What that's going to look like, we don't know. We're in it right now. So I know a lot of people, including myself, that are keeping a very close eye on this stuff.
All right. Well, look, we got a couple of more minutes to chat with you, and I want to turn our attention to our friends in Ireland. And is there a complete shutdown, lockdown on media communication over the HPV injuries, danger, the killing, the death that's happening, and the attacks by media and government on the families that are affected?
Yes, there's an attempt to. There's one longtime radio broadcaster that did about a three-minute tirade on how horrible that their health department was treating these parents. He was just suspended from radio, so I'm not sure how long that's going to be. Their members of parliament who have raised questions have had a full media attack on them, asking them to step down for even asking questions about why there's no investigation into these HPV vaccine-injured girls. This coming week is going to be the kickoff in their schools of the HPV vaccine program, so this is a really important time for the government to propagandize the people, but what I'm seeing is the word of mouth has spread. It's a small country. Everyone knows everybody. It's an island. So we're seeing a lot of people telling their neighbors, a lot of people holding talks at their house to talk about what's happening. It's backfired. They went from 87% uptake, that's an official government number, if you want to really believe that, to it's below 50. I'm hearing 20 to 30%. They do the vaccine program in the schools, which is interesting. So the girls get the shots in the schools. So there's a possibility of lawsuits for the schools because there are injuries happening on their grounds. Teachers and principals, I've heard directly, are being told to promote this and are balking at that because they don't, in their job description, it didn't say that they're vaccine salespeople. So mm-hmm. a lot of teachers are asking for time off during the vaccine program because they don't want to be a part of it. So we're seeing civil disobedience. It's hot. It's a hot topic right there right now, and the country seems to be really pushing back.
Well, our hearts are with you, Ireland. We'd like to see safety for your children, your girls, and this HPV vaccine nonsense be ended on planet Earth because there is no scientific validation or evidence that the HPV even causes cervical cancer 20 or 30 years from now, much less that the vaccine can prevent it. So, folks, thanks to Jeffrey Jackson for keeping the spotlight on in media when the mainstream media has fallen down on the job. Jeffrey Jackson is there to do it right. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, Robert. Always a pleasure.
All right, well, back to wrap it up with Super Don after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to libertyid.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's libertyid.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Thanks again to Jeffrey Jackson. Also, Rudolph DeVette from Curacao. Man, oh, man, oh, man. We're going to meet with the Ministry of Health. We're going to have the Ministry of Health on the Robert Scapell Show on Sunday, Super Don.
That is just the most bizarre thing. I mean, it's I realize Curacao is just a small country, you know.
Yeah, but it's
so it's not like having the, you know, the Health and Human Service. And it's very impressive.
No, but it's connected to the Netherlands very closely, and that's, you know, that's a big player. So, listen, I'm not patting myself on the back. We're doing, I believe, God's work in that sense. And I don't say this in a denominational religious way. I think you get that, Super Don, when we talk about our mission here. But I really feel good about that. And I'm not saying that it's a slam dunk any of this is, because it's a lot of hard work to bring natural healing that is not dominated by big pharma out to the world at large and have government support it instead of be obstacles for it.
Ain't that the truth? I mean, anytime the government gets involved in just about anything, all they do is just screw it up, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, there are humans in government. There are good people in government, just as there are in many areas of life. We acknowledge that, but often trapped by the system. But there are areas that, I believe spirit, the life force, the vital force is able to be more powerful than all the forces of government to stop this. And inevitably it will come back. The question is where and how much. And in the meantime, you know, we're not going to look a gift horse in the mouth. We're going to be grateful for every opportunity we have to spread this message and bring the power to heal back where it belongs.
Even in foreign countries. That's awesome.
Yeah, even in foreign countries. Like I said, we are the United States and world of Health Talk Radio for a reason. And by the way, those upcoming events are listed in the show notes. Thanks to Super Don. They're all there. You check it out right now. Go to robertscottbell.com. And, normally we try to do YouTubes 5 out of the 6 days a week. And if all goes well, we'll be doing a live YouTube simulcast, even from Curacao, this weekend and maybe even into Monday with Advanced Medicine, Monday evening, East Coast time. So upcoming events real quick, the Truth About Cancer Live, that's the next huge one. That's the October 5th, 6th, and 7th. Then we have Marlene's Market in Delhi, Federal Way, Washington. That's a location change from Tacoma to Federal Way. That's on Wednesday, October 11th. And we'll be broadcasting live per normal Pacific time, of course, and then a public lecture if I'm still awake that day. And there's a bunch more happening in Orlando the next month. Or later in the month of October. So check it out. Go to robertscottbell.com. You'll see it all there. In the meantime, let's go shopping for clothing. How about that, Super Don?
You know, the only time we do that on this show is when there's something that just makes you just kind of do a facepalm and go, who thought of this, right? Because, listen, if you recall, we had the mom jeans that had the windows on the knees. Remember that?
Yes.
And then there was the pair of pants that had artificial caked on mud.
Oh, yes, I remember that, those. And they were, yes, they were expensive, too.
They were very expensive. I think they were a few hundred bucks, kind of ridiculous. So this morning, you know, never to shy away from stories of the odd and unusual, I came across yet another fashion item. And here's a pair, not a pair of pants, but a sweater. Now, like, you know, look, I know down in Florida you're not really wearing sweaters much. Up here in Oregon, not unusual to wear a sweater. Now, the idea, I thought, when you wear a sweater is because you're cold, mm-hmm, and you want to be warm.
Right.
But I guess if you're trying to be very cutting edge fashionista, somebody has come out with a sweater that is only the sleeves.
What?
Yes. Now, when you look at the picture of this, literally, you've got a guy, and it's like a high school type sweater, you know?
Yes.
And all he's got, all you see is the sleeves, and he's like, he's
just the sleeve. I'm looking at this picture now, Super Don. I guess, I suppose it's viable if only your arms get cold.
Yeah,
right? But the rest of your body is hot. Maybe like that's a hot flash thing, but it's a guy that's wearing this thing.
Now here's the question, Robert. How much do you think a sweater that only has the sleeves would cost you?
Well, listen, when I'm buying sweaters, they're 20, 30, 40 bucks tops. I mean, I tend to find things on clearance. So if they're going to remove the body part and just leave the sleeves, I'm thinking let's say a quarter of the price. Should be about 10 bucks at the most.
Okay, but let's say like it's a real, you know, like trendy, you know, fashion line.
Okay.
Yeah, what? 100 bucks?
Sure. Well, you tell me, what are they charging?
Over $1,600.
Okay.
And all it is the sleeves.
All right, folks. if you're in the market for a sweater that costs $1,650 and it only comes with sleeves, you're probably not listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show because you got more sense than spend on that. But anyway, if I get chili and Curacao, I'm not going to wear that. Anyway, we got to go. I got a lot to do to get ready for this trip, Super D, and we'll connect from the island. All goes well, and we got some exciting shows coming up. So thanks, my friend.
All right. Don't forget your shoes that have only shoelaces.
Remember, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.